comments from the Claremont Fire Department. Respond to McLaughlin Farm on Chestnut Street near East Mountain Road for lower barn possibly on fire. For Claremont Fire Department, respond to McLaughlin Farm on Chestnut Street across from East Mountain Road for the lower barn possibly on fire. Time of the tone is 1706. A fire alarm updating the last call. It's going to be on Sugar River Drive, almost to the Newport line.
Claremont Fire to Engine 1, respond behind Engine 3 on that.
Engine 3 responding.
Engine 3, you're responding, 1708.
Tech College Command, Claremont Fire, would you repeat?
Claremont was asking for you to respond behind Engine 3 down to Sugar River Drive, the McLaughlin Farm.
Copy that fire alarm, thank you.
Engine 3, Engine 1.
Go ahead, Engine 3.
That'll be the barn past my house on the left. There's a hydrant in the triangle before Rebar's.
Understand, Engine 3, you're advising us of a hydrant in the triangle near the Rebar residence.
Engine 3, fire alarm.
Right, Engine 3.
Have you received multiple calls?
I have received 2 calls.
Received.
Engine 3, the first was for a possible fire, the second was for a confirmed fire from the resident there.
Received.
C1's on fire alarm.
Go ahead to fire alarm.
C1 is responding.
C1, you're responding, 1710.
Engine 3, fire alarm.
Good, Engine 3.
From Chestnut Street, it appears we have a pole barn fire about 200 yards off the road. I'll be arriving on scene in about 2 minutes.
From Chestnut Street, it appears you have a pole barn fire about 200 yards off Chestnut Street. You're going to be there in about 2 minutes at 1711.
Negative. It is a pole barn.
Steve?
Engine 3, fire alarm. Be on the scene. Can I have a general alarm tone, please?
Attention, Claremont Fire Department. Stand by for a tone. Respond to Chestnut Street near Sugar River Drive, the McLaughlin Farm, for a barn fire. For the Claremont Fire Department, respond to Sugar River Drive, just off Chestnut Street, the McLaughlin Farm, for a barn fire. Time of the tone is 1712.
Engine 1, Engine 3, I laid a line, supply line into me.
C2 to C4. We gotta add a length on and we'll give you water in just a minute.
Stand by. Steve, charge it when you're ready.
Charge it up.
Engine 1 to C2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Deputy, we're just about approaching the Sugar River Drive intersection. What's your pleasure?
We're probably not going to require you at this point. Mike laid a line in. We're going to add on to it with ladder 1's hose load, and we're going to give them water out to hydrant in a minute. If we need additional lines, we're going to send you back to that hydrant that you're at right now.
Copy. Would you like us to stand by here?
That's correct.
Engine 3. Fire alarm.
Go ahead, Engine 3.
The fire has been knocked down. We have smoldering silage. We'll be tied up a couple hours. Do have the owner with heavy equipment to assist us.
Fire's been knocked down, you have smoldering silage. You'll be tied up for a few hours. You do have the owner with heavy equipment to assist you, 1716.
Claremont Fire to command.
Fire.
Claremont Fire to command.
Go ahead, Claremont Fire.
We have four personnel and one officer in the station. What would you like out there next, if anything?
Stand by.
Engine 3 to Engine 1.
Engine 1, go ahead.
Up on charging the supply line.
C2 to C4. C2, C4. C2 to command.
Go ahead, C2. We're going to stand by on charging the line. We are probably going to use it, but we're going to move it a little bit to move some equipment around out here.
Okay. Let us know where it's at to go.
Received.
C2 to engine 1.
Go ahead, C2.
Yeah, probably if you can get that engine turned around, we're probably going to leave you on the scene, but in service.
Copy, C2.
I need a pike pole out here, Steve.
Go ahead and open up the nozzle light and drain the line.
You want that line open, command?
Yeah. Stand by on a supply line.
Okay.
Command a water supply. Command a ladder 1.
Go ahead, command.
Go ahead and charge that line. You'll have to ensure that the road is blocked.
C7, C1.
Go ahead.
Chief, we got the road blocked off on the Claremont side, so you're all set from here.
Okay. Did ladder 1 get the message they can charge that line?
That's affirmative.
One pumping that hydrant or no?
Negative.
Okay, we are not going to need that. We're not going to need much of a volume of water.
No, I didn't assume so, so we didn't connect.
At some point, let's get ladder 1 back to the station. We're not going to need that out here.
We're working on that now. We've got to get it to the other side of the line.
Received. Command to Claremont Fire.
Go ahead to Claremont Fire.
Going to need the rescue out here for lighting. Going to have to cross the 4-inch line, and I will direct you on where to come in. You're going to come in a different way from where the feed line comes in, okay?
Message received. We'll be sending the rescue out over the orange line, and you'll direct us in. KKG 500, 1729.
C14 to C2. C14 to C2.
Go ahead.
Charging the line.
Okay.
Rescue 1 to fire alarm.
Go ahead, Rescue 1.
Rescue 1's responding.
Rescue 1, you're responding. 1732.
Rescue 1 to command. Go ahead.
Chief, would you like us to come in on Sugar River Drive or Buckshear Hill?
No, you can come down Sugar River Drive. Come all the way down to where you see the 4-inch line. Go left into the barnyard, and then there's a firefighter at the next intersection that's going to direct you.
Rescue 1 has the message.
C2 to command.
Go ahead.
C2 to command.
Command, go ahead.
Is there an operator on engine 3?
Affirmative.
Okay, I'll go to him directly. Engine 3. Go ahead. We're going to shut the hydrant down when rescue gets here, just to protect our hose. We'll let you know. It'll be down just for 30 seconds.
Okay, received. I got a full tank.
Stand by, Rescue 1.
Go ahead, the Rescue 1.
Don't cross that 4-inch line till we shut it down, Rescue.
Rescue has it.
C9 to Engine 3.
Go ahead.
We're going to be shutting the line down momentarily.
Receive, shutting the line down.
C2, Engine 3, water will be coming again.
Receive.
Command to Claremont Fire.
Go ahead to Claremont Fire.
C1 is transferring command to C4. Engine 3, Rescue 1 will be tied up at the scene. Also, have fire alarm call the on-call water department personnel, and in approximately an hour, when we're finished with that hydrant at the junction of Case Hill Road and Sugar River Drive, it's going to need some attention on their part.
Message received, Chief. We'll get that done.
Fire alarm, copy direct.
Message received, fire alarm.
Ladder 1, fire alarm. Engine 1, ladder 1, returning to quarters.
Engine 1, ladder 1, you're returning to quarters, 1752.
Negative 109. We still have a 4-inch line crossing both roads out there. Engine 1, fire alarm.
Go ahead, Engine 1.
Engine 1, ladder 1, in quarters, open bays 1 and 2.
Engine 1 and ladder 1, you're in quarters, 1758.
Sugar River Drive Command, fire alarm.
Go ahead, Sugar River Drive Command.
We'll be breaking down the 4-inch line and opening the road up, tied up approximately another 40 minutes.
You'll be breaking down the 4-inch line, you'll be tied up approximately another 40 minutes, 1840.
F2 to fire alarm.
To fire alarm.
Could you advise the officers on Sugar River Drive they can open the road back up and thank them for us?
Received.
Clermont fire to C4.
Go ahead.
Can you call the station landline?
Received.
Utility Clermont Fire. Utility Clermont Fire.
Go ahead.
K3.
Sugar River Drive Command, fire alarm.
Go ahead, Command.
Command will be terminated. Engine 3, Rescue 1 returning.
Command's terminated. Engine 3, Rescue 1 returning, 1953.
Rescue 1, Engine 3.
Go ahead.
We're going to stop for fuel.
Received.
Rescue 1 to fire alarm.
Go ahead, Rescue 1.
Rescue 1 will be on detail.
Rescue 1, you're on detail, 1954.
Engine 3, fire alarm. In quarters, Bay 3, please.
Engine 3, you're in quarters, 2003.
Rescue 1 to fire alarm.
Go ahead, Rescue 1.
In quarters, open Bay 4, please.
You're in quarters, 2011.